says in the beginning of the parsha that Daber Bnei Yisrael v'yichuli truma meis kol ish asher yidvenu libo tichu es trumasi. Any person who is yidvenu libo, who gives up his heart, that you should take a truma from him. So what does it mean yidvenu libo? So Rashi comments there, yidvenu libo means lashon nidava, lashon raton tov. He has a machshava, a raton. He wants to do something. He wants to give a nether. He wants to make a nidava to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara learns from here and other places that this word yidvenu libo is used, that hekdesh is chal behirur alone, machshava. A person has in mind that he wants to create hekdesh, that hirur alone is sufficient. That creates the hekdesh. So the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chavav wants to know, what about Shavua? Let's say I want to make a Shavua. Can I think about the Shavua in my head? Will that Shavua be created by my simple machshava alone? So the Gemara says, it doesn't work. You have to articulate the words for the Shavua to be effective. So the Gemara asks, why not learn it from hekdesh? If it works for hekdesh, so shouldn't it work as well for Shavua? The Gemara says, Chulin mikadshim lo gamrinim. We can't learn Chulin, we can't learn the halachas of Shavua from the world of kadshim. It's completely different halachas. So with regards to hekdesh, machshava does work. With regards to Shavua and other areas of Chulin, hirhur alone would not be sufficient. So they ask a question from Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tainus. The Gemara halacha is that you have to make a Kabbalah before a Tainus. For your Tainus Yachid, I want to take a personal fast. So the mincha before the tainus, I need to say, I'm mekabel upon myself to fast tomorrow as a tainus yachid. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, let's say you don't say it, but you're meharer. You think in mind that I want to fast tomorrow as a tainus yachid. Shulchan Aruch paskens, it works. That such a thing works. That hearer alone works. How come the hearer works? It's a davar chulin. It's not a davar hekdesh. So by hekdesh, machshava works. But in the world of chulin, hearer doesn't work. So how come it works for tainus? So the Taz says that when a person fasts, it's like being makriv something. The Gemara says that based on what's the Kabbalah, anybody have a sitter? What the Kabbalah person says, the mincha before, it says that all the fasting that I'm doing right now, all the chaylev and dam that I'm fasting out, the blood and fat that I'm using from fasting, let that be a replacement for the chaylev and dam of a carbon that I'm supposed to bring. So the fast giving a person's body is supposed to be in place of the carbon, so tainus is considered in the world of kadshim. That just like a machshava works for hekdesh, machshava works for a kabbalah on tainus as well, because it's in that same world of kadshim. So then the big shaila is when it comes to tzedakah. Let's say a person has in mind he wants to give tzedakah. He thinks, I want to give $100 to a organization. I want to give a dollar to the ani who's coming to stop by. I'm going to give him a dollar. That's what I think in my mind. So, and the ani never comes over. Are you bound to give that dollar? Do you have to give it because of you were thought of it? So Ramah quotes in your day, Hilchas Tzedakah, this is Machlokas Achronim. Some say the truest Rush says, no, of course you don't have to give that money because Hirur only works for Hekdesh, Kadshim. Tzedakah is the world of Chulin. So Chulin mi Kadshim lo Gamrinan. So the Hirur does not make a person obligated to pay that money to Tzedakah. But then the Ramah quotes the Mordechai that says, no, you are obligated to give that tzedakah. If you had the machshava alone, you're chayv to give the tzedakah. And that's how the Ramah paskens we should be machmir for that cheetah. So what's the explanation? How come hirur works for tzedakah? It's in the world of chulin. So the Gemara explains, based on the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Zayin, that they have a hekesh between tzedakah and karbanos. Without getting involved in the context, the pasuk has a hekesh connecting tzedakah to karbanos. And ein hekesh lumechta. Once it's a hekesh, we say the full way through. So says the Gra, explaining the Shita, that through this hekesh, we see that tzedakah is also a certain element of kadshim as well, and that's why you hear her works for the world of the tzedakah. And that'll explain the Gemara in Brachos Davav, and the Gemara says, what's the schar, what's the agra of tanisa, what's the schar a person gets for fasting? It's not the fasting and the self-restraint, it's the tzedakah a person gives on tainis, that's the ikr schar. So you see that there's a connection between tzedakah and tainis, and it has to do with karbanos of self-sacrifice. That's the whole idea behind it, and that explains why hirur would obligate a person to give tzedakah. So Lamaisa, let's say you take out a dollar and you see an ani walking here, and he ends up not coming by, and he walks away. Could you put the money back in your pocket? Or no, that hirur alone created the tzedakah. So Chaim Kanievsky quotes from the Chazon Ish that you are obligated to give that money to tzedakah, and that ani runs out, you need to make sure to give it to a different ani, because that hirur made that dollar bill into tzedakah. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says the good etzah is to have in mind whenever you take out a dollar bill, say it's not tzedakah until think. It's not tzedakah until it reaches his hand. If it never gets to his hand, then tzedakah won't be chal.